Hi guys, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
And since we're still on our fun fact article, I've got another three facts about different things. And again, one of them is not true. Okay, so first one of these facts. Cows poop on average 16 times a day.
That's a lot of times, yes. Running to the bathroom.
Well, they don't really run.
They just go wherever they are.
Okay, fact two, we share 70% of our DNA with a slug.
A slug?
I think it's pronounced guoyu. Guoyu, is that right?
Okay, yeah, I think so.
Like a snail without the shell.
Mm-hmm.
So one of those things. Okay, and fact three, squirrels cannot see the color yellow.
Okay, these are actually quite hard. I have to go with the second one about the slugs because I know that humans and actually monkeys and chimpanzees were actually quite similar. So maybe I'm going to go with my gut instinct and say the second one.
You think that's false?
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
What?
Slugs need to eat food and make skin like us, so all of that DNA does the same kind of job. But there you go. In fact, it's the squirrels one, but squirrels can't see red.
Oh, okay.
It's not yellow. I just changed it to red. They can't see red. They can see yellow. There you go. That's our fun fact. Of course, we've got our normal article fun fact for you. Let's read through it now and find out what it is.
Reading. Fun facts. You're in the U.S. catching up with a friend over dinner at a Chinese restaurant. After a few tasty dishes, the meal ends with two fortune cookies. Are these treats truly from China, though? Or are they from a different nation? A. They are from the U.S. B. They are from China. C. They are from Japan. You can enjoy the sweet taste of victory if you guessed C. It is believed that fortune cookies have been made in Japan since the 19th century at least. Still, nobody knows for sure how they ended up being served in Americanized Chinese restaurants. One theory is that Japanese bakers in the U.S. just sold their cookies to any interested restaurants. Chinese restaurants there typically lacked desserts. They might have decided to buy the cookies to include something sweet on their menus. What's more, many Japanese immigrants in the U.S. opened Chinese restaurants in the early 19th century. Back then, these restaurants were more popular in the country than Japanese restaurants. While the Japanese cooks prepared different dishes, the traditional cookie remained an important part of the meal.
All right, so our fun fact for today starts with, you're in the U.S., okay, catching up with a friend over dinner at a Chinese restaurant. Have you ever visited the U.S. before?
I have been to the U.S. three times, if you count Guam.
Okay.
Twice,
that
if not.
Is a part of the U.S. territory.
Guangzhou, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, otherwise, yes, New York and San Francisco, and yes, I've had Chinese food, definitely in New York, at least.
Yep. All right. So if you've ever been to the U.S., think about Chinese restaurants there, and you are catching up with a friend. Now, let's first take a look at what catch up means, because it's our shortcut for you. We'll be right back.
Shortcut for you.
It was so great getting lunch with you.
Yes, I'm so glad I got the chance to catch up with you.
What are you talking about? We weren't running a race, we were having a meal.
I'm not talking about catching up to someone who is faster than you. To catch up with somebody means to talk about life events that have happened since seeing the other person last.
Okay, so to catch up with somebody means 与点点点聊近况.
I think we should do this more regularly.
Me too.
I couldn't believe some of your news.
What can I say? I lead an exciting life. You'll have to catch up with me when you can.
Okay, so when you catch up with someone, it means that you just want to find out what the other person has been up to. You kind of update each other.
Yeah, since the last time you saw that person. How have you been? How's your family? What are you up to? Still working in the same place? Living in the same place? That kind of thing. So, you catch up with a friend. The article then says, after a few tasty dishes, the meal ends with two fortune cookies.
I remember this when
I
was younger.
Same. Okay, so we have the little
it's like a cookie, about
that
big.
Yeah, and you break them open, and
there's a piece of paper inside.
Which has got some kind of advice, or it says your fortune, which is what's going to happen to you. You know, I can't remember any that I've read, but it's just like any kind of fortune.
Yeah, it's something like, oh, you will gain health, or you will have good health, or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
Some sayings about what might happen to you in the future.
Are they always like nice, positive ones, or are there some like, you're going to have an awful, awful day?
Yeah, sometimes they're like, oh, be careful, today you will have bad luck, or
so
something.
So they're warnings as well. All right, there we go.
All right, so why fortune cookies? It says, are these treats truly from China, though? Or are they from a different nation? Okay, that's a good question. We can think about that first, but before we get into the answer, let's first take a look at what treat means. It's spelled T-R-E-A-T, treat. It's a noun and it means something that is sweet and very tasty to eat. So treats can be things like candy, dessert, pie, cake, and all these other things are considered as treats. For example, we can say we all received treats on Halloween, except for poor Pat. He got a trick for me.
Yeah, I got a pie in the face. But that's another story and another article altogether. Okay, so where are fortune cookies really from? As always, with our fun facts, we present three different possibilities. A, they are from the US. So they're not, even though they're in Chinese restaurants, they were actually made by somebody in the U.S. in America. Could be true.
Okay, or it could be B, they really are from China. So B, they are from China.
And
maybe it is
in a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay. And C, they are from Japan. Okay, so I don't think it can be China. That's too obvious. Then it wouldn't be a fun and interesting fact. Chinese restaurant, things from China.
That's too easy.
Yeah, that's too obvious. So, U.S. or Japan?
I would probably think that it would be an American thing. So, I would probably say A from the U.S.
You can say America. Okay. Yeah. Well, just to be different, I will say C, Japan. Why not?
Okay, why not? So, let's take a look at the answer. You can enjoy the sweet taste of victory if you guessed C.
Sweet taste of victory.
Sweet taste of victory.
I'm enjoying it.
All right, so what does victory mean? It's our vocabulary word. It's spelled V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, victory. It's a noun and it means success in winning something or success in for example, something like this, and guessing something right. Sometimes we use victory, like when you beat an enemy, like maybe when you're playing a game.
Yep.
If you beat your friend in the game, you get success if you win.
You get your victory,
you get your victory.
Yeah, we can use it for sports games, we can use it for war and battles, anything where there is some kind of contest and you have a winner and a loser.
That's right. We can also use it in a sentence like this. Our school basketball team achieved victory after winning the last game.
Okay, so maybe there were five or something, it was 2-2, and then one team wins the third, and there we go. Okay, so Japan it is, the fortune cookies, we think, because there's always different arguments saying where they come from and who really made them. It's always difficult to find the true origins, because there's always like a million stories, like bubble tea. Taijung and this tea shop in Taijung is one, but I think there's another place in Tainan that claims it. And so we'll maybe really know the truth, but the article says, it is believed that fortune cookies have been made in Japan since the 19th century at least, okay? Mm. At least means we know that it was then and it probably could have been before. We just maybe haven't found proof, we haven't found evidence. So, the 19th century. Let's look at that word, century. It's spelled C-E-N-T-U-R-Y, century. And it means a period of 100 years. Now, we often use the word to refer to the year numbers that start with 00 and end with 99. That's like one century. So 1900 to 1999, that was the 20th century. We're now in the 21st. So the 19th century was 1800 to 1899. That's the 19th century. Here's another example. Some professional sports players born in the 21st century are now playing.
Oh, right. So a lot of the popular basketball players that we know.
It's the youngest ones because, of course, they'll only be 16 or 17. But just this last year, some soccer players in the UK born in the 21st century have been playing professional soccer.
Wow.
And it makes me feel old.
Me too. And a little bit useless because I didn't learn sports when I was younger.
No, oh, me well. Neither. Never mind.
All right. So next, the article says, still, nobody knows for sure how they ended up being served in Americanized Chinese restaurants. So we know that maybe it was started in Japan. Maybe people in Japan started making these fortune cookies. But we never are for sure when they came to the U.S. in these Chinese restaurants. When something is for sure, it's a phrase here, it means something that is certain. Now, I think a lot of us know this as, you know, a slang term. We say faux show.
Do we? Faux show.
Yeah, young kids
say it. Okay,
there we go. Faux show. So faux sure means for sure. For example, I can say, hey, I'll see you soon. And the next other person can say, yeah, for sure. It means like, yes, I will definitely see you soon. Or if you're texting someone, if you're saying something, you can say faux show.
Another phrase we used in that last sentence was end up, okay? We use end up to show the way that something has finished, usually after a few changes, and also to show how they are now or how they were in the end when there were no more changes. We usually follow end up with the V-I-N-G form of the word. So end up doing, end up going, end up seeing, something like that. Here's an example. Kerry ended up winning the race. So we want to know how these Japanese cookies ended up being served in Americanized Chinese restaurants. Now, what do we mean? I'm going to ask you because you're American, and I probably don't know the answer to this. If something is Americanized, what does that mean?
All right, it just means to have like an American characteristic. So you turn something into a little bit more American. So you add the word American, and then we can add I-Z-E-D to become Americanized. So Americanized Chinese food would mean that the Chinese food was changed to fit American people's tastes or to fit the characteristics of American food.
More of it.
Yeah, more of...
That's mean. I shouldn't say that.
But it's true. It's not really Chinese food, but then it's it's changed to
suit
fit
Americans.
American
yes,
taste.
It will happen in the UK as well. Yeah. We will change the way that certain foreign food is to suit British people.
That's right. But, you know, we can say some things are Americanized. We can't change it with other countries. Like we can't change it with French or British.
Franchised, or Britishized.
No, we don't really say that. Instead, we can just say Westernized to make something, to mean that, to make it more into like the Western country's taste or to make it more Western-like.
Okay, so basically it's Chinese restaurants in America that have changed the food a bit, something like that. So why did fortune cookies end up there? Well, one theory is that Japanese bakers in the US just sold their cookies to any interested restaurant. So Japanese guys making the food and they're like, yeah, you want it? We'll sell it to you. No problem. That is a theory. Theory is a noun. It's spelled T-H-E-O-R-Y, theory. And it's an idea that you have formed based on some clues, some evidence, but it's an idea that's not yet been completely 100% proven or completely accepted as correct by everybody. So it could be an idea, it could be a very good idea, but it's not like, okay, yep, we all agree, the whole world agrees, that is the truth, that is the facts. Here's one example. Sherlock Holmes came up with a theory as to who the killer was. So he's got a good idea, and he's Sherlock Holmes, so he's probably right, but he needs to get some evidence, some proof, so that the police can arrest the killer.
Right. All right, next, the article says Chinese restaurants there typically lacked dessert. So why did this kind of happen? Well, a lot of the Chinese restaurants in America, they didn't serve dessert. So these cookies were kind of like, oh, okay, well, this can just
be a
dessert.
They can be our dessert, yes.
Yeah, so we could see here the word typically. It's spelled T-Y-P-I-C-A-L-L-Y. Typically, it's an adverb and it means the usual or something that is very normal. So my dad typically drinks coffee for breakfast. It means that my dad, he usually drinks coffee maybe every day for breakfast. Or we can also use it in a sentence like this. The TV channel typically plays a movie every night at 9 p.m.
So that's most of the time. Mm-hmm. Not every single day, but generally most of the time. So these Chinese restaurants, they lacked or they didn't have desserts. Dessert is spelled D-E-S-S-E-R-T, dessert. Don't spell it like desert. It's an easy mistake to confuse the two when you're writing. This is a dessert, okay? Pronounce it that way. And it's a dish that is eaten at the end of a meal. It's usually sweet rather than nutritious and good for you. So things like cake and ice cream and some of the treats Tiffany mentioned. Although it could be something healthier like fruit.
Right.
Fruit can be a dessert. You have it after you've eaten some other things. You could have biscuits and cheese as a dessert. They're not so bad. So anything really that comes after your main meal at the end of the restaurant experience. Here's an example. You could say, for dessert, I would like a chocolate brownie with vanilla ice cream.
Wow, that
sounds
so...
And I really would like that.
I would like that too. Can you give me a second portion as well?
Yeah, let's just order some.
Yeah, so next the article says, they might have decided to buy the cookies to include something sweet on their menu. So that's true. Most of the time in restaurants, we usually, you know, they have appetizers, they have the main course, and usually restaurants will include a dessert. Now, because maybe these Chinese restaurants didn't have a dessert, they decided, why not? We need to add something sweet. Okay, so we saw that a lot of the restaurants might have decided to get the desserts or decided to get the desserts. Now we see a grammar point here. You have a subject and then you can add might, must, may, can, or cannot. Then you add have plus a PP. Now this whole sentence structure, this grammar point, means that something probably happened in the past. Okay, for example, we can say John might have known where he put the keys. Okay, he probably knew where he put them, but he's not too sure. Or maybe we can also say the girls may have broken the dishes. So they probably did it. We are not so sure as well.
Yeah, and changing that word, the modal verb, to something else can change whether it's likely, impossible, or completely 100% sure. Like must have been, we're really sure. Can't have been, there's no way, we're sure it's a negative, or just must or may have been is a maybe, a probably. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get back to the article. We know that these Chinese restaurants are thinking, let's have some of these Japanese cookies so we've got something sweet. The article adds, what's more, many Japanese immigrants in the US opened Chinese restaurants in the early 19th century. So there's that word century again. So instead of opening Japanese restaurants, they opened Chinese ones. And they were immigrants, okay? An immigrant is a person who comes to live and work in one country after leaving the one where they were born. So right here, I am an immigrant in Taiwan. I'm not a citizen. I'm not Taiwanese. So I am an immigrant.
Okay, next, the article says, back then, these restaurants were more popular in the country than Japanese restaurants. So that means a long time ago, a lot more people wanted to have Chinese food instead of Japanese food.
In the UK, it was mostly Cantonese, Hong Kong food.
That's right.
Was a lot of what opened because Hong Kong was British. Mm-hmm. So immigrants from that area opened Cantonese-style, Hong Kong-style restaurants. So that's what we have a lot of in the UK. We also see in the article, it says, while the Japanese cooks prepared different dishes, the traditional cookie remained an important part of the meal. So all these different things they prepare, but the Japanese cooks, they kept these little treats to make it a little bit more Japanese, kind of maybe remind them of home, share their culture, and so on. Right. So that's why we're pretty sure that fortune cookies came from Japan.
All right, so let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our For You chat.
For You Chat.
All right, our question is, what is the best fortune you have ever gotten? So, and why? So mm-hmm. this could be a cookie fortune, this could be going to the temple kind of mm-hmm. thing and getting something. I don't recall ever having my fortune really told. The most mm-hmm. I can think of is...
From a fortune cookie?
No, mm-hmm. it was when we had to give my mother-in-law my birthday date time and my wife's birthday date time so she could make sure that we didn't get married on a really unlucky day.
Ah, okay. I think in Chinese that's called 八字.
Oh, okay.
Right? So you have to give like your name or date, mm. a place of birth and everything to make sure you guys have a lucky marriage.
Lucky
and
wedding
stuff.
Day. So that was mm-hmm. a bit of fortune telling.
Okay, for me, I'm going to do something really fun. So mm-hmm. because I did eat fortune cookies when I was younger, I remember there's a lot of really fun fortunes. So there's a lot of some things we get things like wealth awaits you very soon.
Oh,
that's a very good
money's
fortune.
Money's coming.
Yeah, yep, money is coming. Or I had one where it says, your shoes will make you happy today. And I think I know why, because I went shopping as well. So.
And you bought some new shoes.
Exactly.
And you were happy.
So I said, wow, okay. that's a really accurate fortune.
All right, a very mm-hmm. specific fortune.
Yeah, it was kind of creepy. It kind of scared me a little bit because I thought, wow, how did this cookie know?
Cookie knows everything.
Cookie knows
okay,
everything.
So that
wise
was,
cookie.
Yeah, that was a very good fortune. And did those shoes make you very happy?
They did.
All
and
right.
then it kind of hurt my feet a bit. So.
Oh well. Stupid fortune cookie tricked
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they tricked me.
All right. Well, that is the end of our article for today, the end of our fun facts for this month. Thank you very much for watching. We'll talk to you again soon. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fun facts. You're in the U.S., catching up with a friend over dinner at a Chinese restaurant. After a few tasty dishes, the meal ends with two fortune cookies. Are these treats truly from China, though? Or are they from a different nation? A. They are from the U.S. B. They are from China. C. They are from Japan. You can enjoy the sweet taste of victory if you guessed C. It is believed that fortune cookies have been made in Japan since the 19th century at least. Still, nobody knows for sure how they ended up being served in Americanized Chinese restaurants. One theory is that Japanese bakers in the U.S. just sold their cookies to any interested restaurants. Chinese restaurants there typically lacked desserts. They might have decided to buy the cookies to include something sweet on their menus. What's more, many Japanese immigrants in the U.S. opened Chinese restaurants in the early 19th century. Back then, these restaurants were more popular in the country than Japanese restaurants. While the Japanese cooks prepared different dishes, the traditional cookie remained an important part of the meal.
Vocabulary Review.
Treat. Charlie's favorite treat is a nice big chocolate bar. Victory. When the game ended, the winning team ran together to celebrate their victory. Century. This century isn't even half over yet, but many important things have already happened. Theory. A scientific theory has to have some proof behind it to succeed. Typically, my cousin orders lots of pizza when he has a party. Dessert. Common desserts include ice cream and cake.